So have you heard lately about the soft landing that even though historically it has never, ever been done before, and even though recently we have had a global yield curve inversion, which again, never been done before, and we have the LIBOR to SOFR shift coming up in June, which has never been done before. I mean, surely you have all the confidence in the world that Jerome Powell and our government and the rest of the members of the FOMC can pull this off without a hitch. So let your wealth stay in the markets. Let it stay in fiat money. Don't worry about it. This is going to be a nice, soft, cushy landing. Do you believe that? Because if you do, I have a bridge in Brooklyn that I'd like to introduce you to. More fantasies and a little reality coming up. I'm Lynette Zhang, Chief Market Analyst here at ITM Trading, a full-service physical gold and silver dealer specializing in custom strategies. And I have to tell you, if you haven't already, you really need to subscribe because things are heating up and you need to know what's going on or you end up believing the lies. And how many times can you be lied to when you do not know the truth? So let's just start at some of the confusion and what's going on here. And I'm doing it a little different today without my usual PowerPoint, because when I read this from the Bloomberg, I thought, boy, we just need to talk about this. So here we go. If you're looking at the labor market to predict the direction of the US economy, you'd be right to be confused. Mass firings are making headlines. Amazon is terminating 18,000 people. Alphabet is slashing 6% of its global employees. Wall Street is cutting its workers by the thousands too. Hundreds of thousands, actually. But the job eliminations pale in comparison to the frenzied hiring that took place through most of the COVID-19 pandemic. And the U.S. job market remains exceptionally tight. And what that means is that wages have to go up to attract people so that you can hire them. And we all know that, that's been a huge problem. I mean, honestly, if they're willing to pay my 16-year-old grandson $15 an hour, you know things are really tight. But what I want you to keep in mind is that the Federal Reserve is bent on raising rates to increase that unemployment because they do not want workers to have the ability to demand more wages. It's okay, it's perfectly fine if the guys that are running the corporations are making thousands of times what the average worker is making, because somehow that's not creating inflation. Although, don't those costs go into the cost of doing business and therefore the cost of products? I'm thinking certainly it does, but don't let the workers get ahead. But I think we've got a new movement in place, and it's going to be with the rise of unions and the rise of the workers, and I think it's about darn time. So we'll just have to watch this unfold, but don't believe that soft landing. This is going to be hard. They need more people unemployed. And with that, hope is rising that the U.S. and the world could skirt the recession so many have been predicting since summer, and fear of which is driving much of the firing. Indeed, central bankers in Davos for the World Economic Forum expressed optimism that they're getting a handle on inflation. No, don't believe it. The economic outlook has also gotten a boost thanks to China's reopening, albeit at a potentially monstrous human cost, and a warm winter taking the edge off Europe's Kremlin-driven energy crisis. You know, I find it really interesting that they're expressing optimism because according to the data that they jerry-rig and tweak and mold to look the way they want it to look, I mean, you've got to ask yourself, are your bills going down? Because they can tell you anything. Do you believe everything that they tell you? Because it's not a good idea. And though we may see with oil and gas particularly that some of those prices have indeed come down and relief at the gas pump, which gives people hope. You cannot live on hopium. You can have hope. You can be optimistic. I consider myself a very optimistic person, but you can also be prepared so that if you're wrong, if they're wrong in the garbage that they tell you, and remember, they don't really want you to know what's going on because then you make different choices. But we've turned no clear corner when it comes to inflation, according to Connor Sen, who writes in Bloomberg Opinion that markets should still brace for a rebound back into too hot territory. And I am completely on board with Connor. I agree we are going to see it go too hot. For one thing, we know that the oil-producing nations, OPEC plus, keep in mind the plus is Russia, want oil prices between 110 and 120 bucks a barrel. Right now, they're around 80-ish. So that's going to have an impact on all of the prices, really, for everything. But despite the growing belief that in the soft landing, Silicon Valley CEOs are taking no chances and instead firing their workers by the tens of thousands, Google joined the crowd Friday. So we've already talked about that, but in the wave of tech worker culling, some 100,000 people have lost their jobs so far, and this is not over yet. Do you think that's going to be a soft landing? I don't. Mass firings by Amazon and Microsoft are the latest blow for the Seattle region. Now, this is really important because these governments, the local governments, whether they're city, state, as well as the federal government, well, they glean a lot of their income from the taxes that those workers pay. So when you have unemployment, that puts greater stress on cities and states. Because cities and states can't just, well, they can. They can issue municipal bonds. And if you think that that's safe, kind of depends on the bond. But they can't do what the federal government can do, which is have the Federal Reserve buy back the debt so that they can issue as much debt as they want. Whoop-de-doo. That'd be like, you know, if somebody were willing to just keep paying your credit card bills. Right? Well, then you could keep going out and spending. So just don't miss this point that what they're doing is trying to lure you into a false sense of security so that you stay inside the system and you think that they have a handle on it. They do not. This is complete misdirection. We've talked about it so many times. We can look at some of these headlines. Like, how about this? U.S. takes emergency steps as debt ceiling fight looms. Well, we've already hit the debt ceiling, which is $31 trillion and change. And I remember back, I think it was 2009-ish, where I did a study because I said, well, wait a minute. If we're running about $1 trillion in deficit spending, how come we're servicing, at that time, $13 trillion in debt? So that was right after, well, that was in the middle of the great financial crisis, right? $13 trillion. Now, here we are, just, 12 years on or something like that, and we're at $31 trillion and raising the debt ceiling again. You have to understand that the whole monetary and financial system is based upon the ability to consistently grow more debt. Are they going to raise the debt ceiling? Yeah. I mean, my guess would be, of course they're going to, just like they have hundreds over 100 times in the past, because they can print the money that they need to pay their bills, and that's what they're going to do. But guess what happens when we go into the next recession? and they do this. What in the world do you think is gonna happen to the inflation? Because there is only one way, only one. So it's not like there's a whole lot of choices. The only way to fight inflation is with a recession. And the only way to fight a recession is with inflation. There's no choice. And those balance sheets at the Federal Reserve and this Fed debt, I mean, they are at nosebleed levels. Absolutely nosebleed levels. So you have to decide for yourself what the real thing is, and you have to protect your wealth. You have to protect your purchasing power. And what do we know that does it? Is this. Over the long term, they can manipulate anything short term, and they have to, because a rising gold price is an indication of a failing currency, and they don't want you to know that the dollar is dying, that it's a failing, it's a piece of garbage. This is real money. This is good money. This will protect you. This is proven. 6,000 years, that's good enough for me. You do whatever you want. But goodness gracious, stocks fall as data signals slump. Tepid earnings from Alcoa, other large companies, drive down prices. So have we entered an earnings recession? Has the market priced in an earnings recession? I don't think they've priced it in yet. But are you getting suckered in because you see these markets move? It's easy to make markets move. It's all derivatives. And remember, all of those contracts have to be converted by June 30th. And now they're getting some pushback. CLOs are stepping up the game. And they're saying, no, we're not agreeing to these terms. Think everything's going to be hunky-dory? Because what I also want you to know is that inside of every crisis, there's opportunity. And the opportunities are beginning to appear. I'm not saying it's time to do it yet. It isn't. I'll tell you when I'm doing it, and then you can choose for yourself. But I love this. Letting go of the family pile. And you guys all know I'm definitely an antiquer. But these historic British estates have been in the same family for generations. For decades, sometimes centuries. But the effort required to maintain them, lack of inheritors, and skyrocketing electric bills have some saying goodbye to their beloved ancestral home. Opportunities will present. And we're going to know when the time to shift is when we see real estate hit a bottom. We're not even near there yet. Hit a bottom and we create that cup formation. It's those patterns that help you understand where we are in the trend cycle so that when they create all of this noise, that you're not fooled by the noise and they don't have the ability, official word, to nudge you in the direction that they want you to go in. Because property bust compounds China's pain. So everybody's going, whoop-de-doo, China is opening up again. But do you think that they've really dealt with anything in their property markets fully yet? No, we haven't seen the bottom of that. We haven't seen the bottom in anything. Now, with spot gold above 1900, what are you waiting for? Could it get cheaper on the spot market? Sure, they can create as much gold and silver that does not, nor ever will, exist as they want. That's not a big deal. They can manipulate the price that you see. But what we've been seeing and what I've been showing you is that the physical market, this market, has broken out. Yay. So what are you waiting for? The physical market is a true supply and demand market. That's what you need. You need to hold it. You need to own it. You need to get your wealth out of the system. You got the FDIC laughing about the fact that you are going to be bailed in. Well, if they bail any of my money in, because honestly, you have to have a bank account. It's our tool of barter. So it's not like we can do without it. But we can certainly hold a lion's share of our wealth outside of the system and protect it from that devaluation and it going away. Because I don't care how high the stock market goes, if all you can do is convert it into dollars, you got to have this to have a truly diversified portfolio. And if you haven't seen this yet, you definitely need to see the FDIC plans for collapse, banks buy gold, and plans for bail-in, because it's out of the horse's mouth. It's not just me saying it. It's them saying it. So if you haven't seen that yet, that is also one that I think that you can share with all of the people in your life that think you're out of your mind. Because again, it's not me saying it. It's the FDIC saying it. And if you want to listen to the whole 3.5 hour meeting, you have that link. You can do that. And if you haven't done this yet, you absolutely need to start your gold and silver strategy by clicking that Calendly link below and talking to one of our consultants about your personal goals. What you're trying to accomplish is so critical. That's what tells you what to do. You put your goals first. Because we here at ITM Trading, frankly, we are here to support you and help you get through what we're going through. Because there's no escape. We all are going to go through it. And it's going to be hard on everybody. But it'll be easier with opportunities if you become your own central banker. It's going to be much easier for you, much better. So if you like this, please give us a thumbs up. Make sure you leave a comment. Make sure that you subscribe and share. Until next we meet, please be safe out there. Bye-bye.